Now, more than 900 people were caught speeding on Irish roads by Gardaí over the course of the August bank holiday weekend. Well, over 120 were arrested for under suspicion of driving under the influence. Before we came on air, I spoke to Inspector Peter Gilsonen from the Roads Policing Unit.
In general, there was good levels of compliance across the country at our Garda checkpoints, but there was some very high speeds recorded. There was one speed detected in Galway, was 105 kilometres an hour in a 50 kilometre an hour zone, which was very high. Also in Cork, on the South Ring Road, there was 134 kilometres detected at 100. So we still see excessive speed in certain areas over the weekend.
Do you worry that this suggests that there is a hardcore of people out there who aren't scared of being caught?
Well, I don't know. There's a general, most people comply by the speed limit, so there is probably a percentage that don't. And these operations and targeted over the weekends highlight this need for continued enforcement of the speed and our raising of awareness with the public that speeding is not acceptable on our roads. And we look to everybody to assist in tackling the excessive speed.
Can we turn to people suspected of driving under the influence of drink or drugs? How many were apprehended over the weekend?
Well, again, this number is higher than we would have liked. There was 127 people arrested for intoxicated driving since the operation started on Thursday morning last.
And is there an age difference between those suspected of driving under the influence of drugs and those suspected of drinking?
Well, there is a slight difference. Like, predominantly, we can see the middle age bracket of 40, 45 to 50-year-olds is predominantly alcohol, while a younger cohort of people in their 20s would be more for drugs. That's predominantly, but over the course of our checkpoints and our campaigns, every age group can be detected driving under the influence of alcohol and drugs. And while it's not just confined to one area, one age group, but overall there is every age group sees detections made for both alcohol and drugs.
The number of people killed on the roads is greater than at the same time last year, which in turn was greater than the figure for 2022. Are your messages about road safety not getting through?
The increase in road deaths is concerning. Like, we're up 12 this year compared to the same period last year. But overall, we are engaging in raising awareness in our campaigns, making people more aware of it, making people more conscious of their driving. And while we have an increase overall in the number of fatalities, that rate of increase compared to the beginning of the year is moving in the right direction.